Hello, how are you? 53981's the text line. I wasn't on to you. I know how you are. I've been talking to you all bloody day. 53981's the text line. You can win yourself tickets to go see comedian Stephen K. Amos in Vicar Street. The man is funny. You want to go see him, so get texting on 53981.
Truck jackknifed on the M4 before Enfield. Gardaí are there, says the text.
Ouch.
And poor old Amy and Tala says, are there any nice men out there? Another weekend and nothing exciting. Men, huh?
Well, Amy, there are two really nice guys in Dublin. They're called Dermot and Dave, but unfortunately they're off the market. Although, we might be persuaded. No, I wouldn't. There's a nice lady walking in the studio door right now. Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause, please, to Mary Shepherd-Barr.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning,
guys.
How are you?
All right, looking hot.
I got a bit of colour.
You did, actually. Where were you to get that?
Well, I was at home under a UV lamp.
Nice.
Yeah.
You realise that's not too good for you in the long run.
I kicked the back door in of Chartbusters and nicked one of their tanning booths.
And we should not be worried about like all the kind of the horror stories about what happens.
You have to have a collar. Anyway, I was enjoying myself. I was watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, so was I, up all night.
Amazing. Yeah. I was looking at the Super Bowl. I was looking at an amazing saucer. And a fantastic plate. Had them all out on the table. See what I did there?
Did you see it coming down
the tracks?
Oh,
did you?
Brilliant. Super Bowl.
I ate out of my Super Bowl with a brilliant spoon. No, I was watching that.
It was good, wasn't it?
It's very long and nothing much happens, you know.
True, but it's more the spectacle than the sport itself, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what was the spectacle.
What?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, the inflated Oompa Loompa.
Listen, whatever about, don't care about what she looks. Why can't she sing a song that's just the way the song is? Why does she have to change it and sing a million notes where she could just sing one note? This is her, right?
You want to hear it?
I want to hear her. Now, this is Christina Aguilera singing at the Super Bowl there.
Star Spangled Banner.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous path. What so proudly we walked.
Go to the end of it.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
She burst a varicose vein on her face. Her whole face exploded. Why does she have to sing it like that?
Look, this is the thing.
Just sing it. If you change the notes that much, it's not the same song.
I'd agree with you, Mary. And R&B singers tend to do that a lot. That's their style. It's what they do. It's their interpretation, their vocal interpretation. I'm not defending it. I'm just giving you, the other side of the argument.
That's R&B. Rubbish and brutal, is it?
Yeah, possibly something like that.
Well, anyway, she forgot the words as well.
She did. She was supposed to sing something about O'er the Plains. She sang so brightly, Anyway, yeah. Some American
thing. She was
heard
O'er the Plains. I think there was people in France at the Irish rugby match who couldn't hear what was going on.
Group matches against Italy, but no, thanks for and Dermot was there, weren't you, Dermot?
Yeah, Mary, get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
But sorry.
No worries. It was a busy weekend.
But of course, I was watching the Super Bowl, but like Dermot, I was over in Italy.
Which yet you forgot what country you were in.
It was one of those weekends. Have you ever been away in one of them?
I have.
You're lucky you remember your own name.
I have.
But I was there in Rome, and like Christina Aguilera, I was asked to perform the Irish national anthem before the match.
So get out of town!
The Irish rugby team were there lined up, and all the Italians with their sexy legs. And I saw there was a tear going down Paul O'Connell's face as I sang. And, obviously, I have to sing like Christina even if I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I have a recording. This is me in Italy this weekend singing the Irish national anthem ahead of the match.
Brilliant. And we get
They loved it. They couldn't believe there was somebody who actually remembered two lines of the Irish national anthem. That's all any of us know.